Actual cases of the actual files of the actual York County Sheriff's Office. Actually, if you have information that can help solve any of these crimes, call York County Crime Stoppers to leave your anonymous tip at 1-877-409-4321. Now, it's time for Wanted Wednesday.
Good Wednesday morning to you. It's 7:48, 58 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
It is time for Wanted Wednesday. Trent Ferris is the public information officer with the York County Sheriff's Office. And Trent, you brought along a friend.
Sorry, we're also early.
That's okay.
I did bring a friend.
When you work in the news business, as long as you did, Ashley knows this as well, always get to places early to get the lay of the land. So finger pointing.
15 minutes earlier, 15 minutes late.
Amen to that. So tell us about your friend and what he's doing.
I brought my friend. And Sergeant Kevin Casey is our sergeant over our property crimes unit and our criminal investigations division at the York County Sheriff's Office. And we're here to talk about if you remember back in March, we did have our Operation March Madness. And I always told you guys, I want to say, hey, March Madness is here. We're doing all this stuff, but it ain't going to be over yet. Well, here's Sergeant Kevin Casey with our next operation. It's called Operation Diamondback, and it's to combat all the property crimes, vehicle thefts, so on and so forth, up all over York County, not just Carowinds Boulevard. So we're going to be hitting it pretty hard. So that's why I brought him in.
Okay. All right. So, Sergeant Kevin Casey, tell us a little bit about Operation Diamondback.
Operation Diamondback was developed to combat the auto theft cases in York County and also the what we call a B&E auto, people breaking into cars. It's been a problem here for quite some time. It's actually a problem throughout the country. So we're going to combat it head on, and we're going to go after the criminals in these cases, and we're going to put our guys out there undercover and try to see if we can put a stop to it or slow it down at least.
I don't think that there is a week that goes by that – the York County Sheriff's Office is posting on social media or a release given to the media about a rash of car break-ins in a neighborhood, whether the cars are locked or unlocked, and people steal everything. And we talk about this often on this show, like how frustrating that is to investigate. And so, but you all say enough's enough.
Enough is enough.
And we're putting it out there.
Yes, and it's somebody asked me the other day. They said, "Why are you focusing on such a petty crime?" It's not a petty crime. Breaking into a car in South Carolina is a felony. Also, stealing a car is a felony, and if that's excluding the whatever you steal from that car, which would be the petty larceny, unless they have prior convictions, then we could charge them with a felony as well. So it's not just a petty crime. It's a serious thing that needs to be addressed.
Are there some tips that you can give residents or people who own these vehicles to do so maybe they aren't targeted?
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why we wanted to come on here and why we're having such a large social media campaign for this operation is because we've created here in this area a target-rich environment. And what I mean by that is people leaving their cars unlocked, they're leaving their valuables in the car, and they're leaving their firearms in the car. That's something that we need to address with the public. We're going to be out here all summer with Operation Diamondback, and we need the people's support. And the way you can help support this operation is to lock your car, take your valuables inside, and don't leave your firearms in the car.
Or your change. I've heard a lot about the change and the cup holders that people
will
even break in.
Your spare change, yes, they will.
And people think that it's just not I'm just leaving a few things in the car, but it's window shopping. We've talked about it in the past. If you just leave your items in the car, it's a target. They're going to go take whatever you got. If you don't have anything there in the seat or the console, they're going to move on to the next target.
And most likely, they're not going to break your window. So if you lock your car, the majority of them will move on. The people that we've seen that say, they broke my window anyway, so I might as well leave my car unlocked. Well, you left your laptop on the seat. You left your purse on the seat. And we're seeing people leaving cash, large amounts of cash in the car.
This is a crime that can be prevented.
It easily
and
can
I
be
know
prevented.
That's so frustrated on your side of the aisle of looking at it. So again, a crime that can be prevented. It's called Operation Diamondback. Sergeant Kevin Casey is with the Property Crimes Unit for York County Sheriff's Office. They are going to be out and about. Some of this will be undercover. Some of this will be on social media, so you can follow along as well. We will continue with Wanted Wednesday here on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Morning, 7:53. We're looking at 58 degrees.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It's 7:57 here on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 58 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We love you, Tyler. We love your music.
We're not all winners.
That's right. That is true. We continue with our Wanted Wednesday discussion. Trent Ferris is the public information officer with the York County Sheriff's Office. Trent, before we begin with the tips that you want to pass along to our listeners, we've got details about a traffic accident that just happened moments ago.
Right. Well, as soon as we walked in, Sergeant Casey and I were talking about it. It was an accident right at Porter Road at Long Meadow Road. It's right there where B&B distributors are and the State Farm warehouse is. Two car accident injuries. I think they were setting up a landing zone. Don't know any more information other than that. Just know that that Porter Road area is pretty congested this time in the morning because it's right there towards the interstate. So if you see it, just make sure you be patient and wait for your turn to get through the traffic.
Good advice there. And you've got more advice to pass along because scammers, once again, are out and about using members of the York County Sheriff's Office as bait.
I'm telling you, I was talking to Sergeant Casey about this on the way in. So it's been, I've been at the Sheriff's Office 11 years, and I think I've tried every which way I know how to try to tell people about scams and how to avoid scams and being victim of scams. And this time, again, somebody's going around using real names of real people at the York County Sheriff's Office to scam people into sending money via, this time, Venmo or Zelle or those cash apps. You remember a couple months ago, it was like, hey, they're asking you to go get you a gift card and come back. And then you'd give me the number off the gift card and we'll take care of that warrant for you. Or but you're fine for missing jury duty or something like that. And now they're using the apps, your phone. Everybody's got a phone. So just know that at the sheriff's office, first of all, no one will call you as far as giving, say, you missed jury duty. That's not us. That's the clerk of court's office. And nobody will call you to say, hey, you got a warrant. I mean, there's, you know, times that we may try to call somebody, but usually we come to your,
I was about to say, 99.9%
of the time we come to the front door, just like Operation Diamondback. If you're a suspect in one of our, you know, crimes, we're going to come to your door and give you out this little card that says you're a suspect or a person of interest in Operation Diamondback. Same thing. We come to your front door. So if somebody's saying yesterday it was Bert Lilly, the day before it was Jonathan Gilbert. You know, somebody using those names, and it's some, they get those names from our website. Mm-hmm. And so if you get a phone call saying, I am Trent Ferris from York County Sheriff's Office, you owe me money for a warrant, send me money via Cash App, go ahead and realize Trent doesn't do that. Trent is the public information officer. Trent doesn't do anything with warrants, really. I mean, can I arrest somebody? Yes. Do I? No.
I mean, just hang up.
Just hang up. Best, hang up, ignore it.
Best piece of advice, get the name, hang up, call back the agency and say, hey, yep, I received a call from Trent Ferris that said, I have a warrant. Is this accurate? What should I do?
And they're like, no, you just, okay, some scammer was good trying deal to scam you.
Don't give up your money.
Yeah. Don't freely give away your money.
You work hard for it.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, hold on to that stuff like you're the third animal trying to get onto the Noah's Ark. It's so starting true to rain.
Okay, Trent, as always, sir, thank you so much. And again, Sergeant Kevin Casey, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.